Chapter 21, The Boat Competition. Amy's slim arms were folded across her chest. "I can't believe you were caught stealing again," she said icily. "It was dumb. I know," Damien shrugged. Amy looked at him skeptically. Their friendship had been slowly developing. Weeks ago, she had thought Damien only cared about surfing, but gradually, as he worked on the road, she had come to see diligence, creativity, and a caring heart. However, Nancy had told Georgia, who had just told Amy, that the three Beach Boys had stolen from the store again. "I don't know if I can trust you," she protested. Turning away to go work on his boat, Damien mumbled, "You probably shouldn't." It wasn't quite the answer Amy was hoping for. She was looking for a reason to keep trusting, not to stop. Walking over, whistling a cheerful tune, Zahir said, "Ready to try out the boat?" Amy would have rather continued the discussion with Damien, but she saw her opportunity had vanished. Damien was running toward Franz. "Coming," she replied. As she helped Zahir take their boat to the water, Amy thought about Damien's response. She felt sorry for him. According to Georgia, Uncle Louie had made the Beach Boys dig enough supplies out of Mining Hill to do a fair trade for 10 pipe cleaners and 6 bananas. It didn't take them long to fulfill the consequence, but all the respect the Beach Boys had earned by working so well on the road had been eroded. Still, Amy wished she hadn't been so hard on Damien. "What are you thinking about?" Zahir asked her curiously. Coming back to reality, Amy shook her head. "Oh, nothing important." Smiling, Zahir said, "I asked you if you wanted to ride in the boat or not." "Oh, really? Is our boat ready for someone to ride in it?" Cocking his head to one side, Zahir looked at her curiously. "Well, yesterday we tried all those stones in it and it didn't sink." "Sure then," Amy replied hesitantly. Still unable to swim, as were the majority of the Tinies, she was afraid of the deep water. "If you're sure it's safe." Zahir slowly put his weight in the boat. For the last week, everyone had worked on their boats during school hours, and Zahir was confident theirs was now ready. It wobbled slightly from side to side, but it floated fine. "We have a great boat," he boasted. Looking at it with pride, Amy agreed. Corks, neatly tied together, formed the base. A thick layer of tinfoil wrapped around the base and up the sides. Molded red wax stripes decorated the sides and gave it all extra strength. Seeing that it was floating well, Amy mustered her courage to step in. The wobbles were a little unnerving at first, but once she was sitting, she realized the boat would hold them both well above the water level. Relaxing, she began to feel safe. Picking up one of the wooden boards, Zahir dipped it in the lake and pushed the boat along. Amy picked up the other stick and tried to do the same. Instantly, they began spinning in circles. "Hey, this is fun," Zahir laughed. "Maybe we should call it Spinner." For a few minutes, they were content to spin, but then Zahir decided there must be some way to go straight. As the other Tinies finished up their boats, the new sailors tried to find out how to propel their craft forward. Finally, they discovered they needed to paddle on opposite sides. Once they had coordinated their efforts, they had a great time gliding around the lake. "Let's call it the Red Bird," Amy suggested, as the boat surged forward with their strokes. "It flies across the water." They made it all the way out to the floating surfboard that Damien had anchored far from shore that morning. It was a turnaround point for the race. There was only an hour left for everyone to try their boats before Uncle Louie planned to announce the winners. The competition needed to be over before lunch while the lake was still calm. Once the waves came in, it would be too dangerous. As Amy and Zahir paddled around the shoreline, they observed their competition. Rosa, Lily, Odin, and Ponzi were actually pulling their boat apart for the third time. Odin was yelling at Ponzi, Rosa and Lily were crying, and once again, Uncle Louie was trying to mediate the situation. There was no doubt that Georgia, Yu Yan, Tina, and Vanitha had the most attractive boat. It was molded from tin foil with very fancy loops and swirls. A big arch canopy on top had several colorful balloons stretched across it. While it was floating well and the balloons provided shade from the sun, the girls had still not discovered a way to avoid going in circles. As Amy and Zahir steered back to shore, Amy noticed the Beach Boys were bringing their invention down. She watched curiously. The last time they had tried to sail their boat, it had tipped over, throwing them into the water, which they all thought was hilarious. They must work at night, Amy said to Zaheer. Their boat always looked different every morning. The Beach Boys' craft seemed to be made entirely from red wax on the outside and was very slim and sleek. Amy was curious about the strange apparatus that was attached to the back of the boat. The stolen pipe cleaners, which now legitimately belonged to them, rose out of the back of the boat and circled around. No one had been able to figure out what they were for, and no one had seen the boat float successfully. Only a short time left, everyone, Uncle Louie announced loudly. I'm going to count to 100, then regardless of whether or not your boat is ready, I want to see you give it your best attempt. It's a dumb boat, Odin snarled. I should have had a better team. He kicked the boat in frustration, frightening Rosa and Lily once again. The timid way in which the girls hugged each other only made him madder. You're the dumb one, Ponce yelled back. You keep wrecking everything we make. Uncle Louie had spent most of his time helping this group. Returning to their side, he asked, What's going on? Red with anger, his pale blue eyes glaring, Odin complained, It still doesn't float. Odin put holes in the bottom, Ponce stated matter-of-factly with his hands on his hips, and now the water seeps in. It was to attach the corks, Odin yelled. How else could we have attached them? I would have figured something out, Ponce argued. It's okay, Uncle Louie told them both. The whole purpose of this project was to learn about building boats. You've now learned that water quickly finds its way into any tiny cracker hole, so you've learned a valuable lesson. You're welcome to make a new group and build another boat anytime you want. I'll never build another boat, Odin hollered. Uncle Louie breathed deeply. Go sit down, Odin, he ordered sharply, and no more outbursts or you'll miss lunch. The no-lunch threat was about the only warning that had an impact on Odin. He plopped down in the sand and mumbled grumpily to himself. Charlie, Vahid, and Kenzie, the farmer boys, had only used corks and building boards. They had worked for a long time to make an angular front on their boat so it could cut through the water, but it was very plain-looking. There were no seats or sides to hold on to. Amy thought it looked more like a giant surfboard than a boat. Working next to that giant surfboard, Santa was trying her best to get her project stable, adding more corks to one side. She had partnered with Dia, Nancy, and Milan. While Dia had plenty of ideas about how she wanted the boat to look, she wasn't inclined to create the results, but only to give the orders. Nancy and Milan had worked hard, but had struggled to meld their ideas with Dia's orders or Santa's leadership. I hope it won't flip over this time, Santa laughed merrily, climbing in. But within 2 seconds, Santa went headfirst into the water. Nancy and Milan looked at each other and shrugged. Sitting in the red bird on the shoreline, Amy watched the Beach Boys get ready. With only a few minutes left until launch time, they were carefully attaching a huge round balloon to the pipe cleaners on the back of their boat. She was amazed to see that the stretchy balloon, like the one which had saved her from a bad fall, could become so big and round. How did they do that? She asked Zaheer. I don't know, he replied. They've been experimenting at night, I guess. I don't even know what it's for. Does that balloon help the boat to float? Everyone was waiting for Uncle Louie to begin the contest. Finally, he counted down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Digging in with their paddles, Amy and Zaheer were off to a furious start. Looking back, she saw that a few tinies were still trying to figure out how to paddle forward. Santa's boat looked like it was ready to capsize. Odin's team was sitting on the beach dejectedly with the leaky vessel pulled up next to them. A loud noise caught Amy's attention as suddenly the Beach Boys blew noisily past the red bird. She felt the air in her face as the large balloon at the back of the boys' boat quickly diminished in size. That's what it's for, she exclaimed. Who would have thought? Zaheer replied. The Beach Boys blasted into the lead and doubled the distance between themselves and the red bird until the balloon ran out of air. Then they pulled out their paddles and easily glided around the surfboard marker. Zaheer and Amy pulled hard on their paddles, but they were only halfway to the turnaround point. The farmer boys were in last place, standing on their cork surface and paddling with all their might. By the time Zaheer and Amy reached the surfboard and navigated a tight turn, the Beach Boys were breezing close to shore. Still paddling as fast as they could for second place, Amy and Zaheer could now see all the others. Georgia, Vanitha, Yuyan, and Tina were laughing hard as they turned in hopeless circles, having hardly begun the race. Santa, Nancy, and Milan were completely drenched, dragging their overturned boat back to the beach, while Dia unhappily sloshed through the water behind them. Rosa and Lily stood up to cheer for the Beach Boys as they slid into the sand. There was no doubt about who had the fastest boat. Uncle Louie lavished praise on the Beach Boys' creative invention. Amy and Zaheer won for strength and durability. Georgia, Vanitha, and Lily won for the most attractive. And then Uncle Louie gave out secondary prizes for persistence, team cooperation. Even Odin's team got a prize for enduring challenges. Without being asked, Damien and Lima began carrying all the projects to an area beside the school. They positioned the boats neatly under the trees close to shore. "Thank you," Uncle Louie said, astonished. Damien smiled. "The beach is the most important place." "We want to keep it clear," Lima agreed. "That was so fun watching you fly across the lake," Vanitha exclaimed shyly as Damien walked past. "You guys should put on another show sometime." It suddenly occurred to Amy that here was a unique way for the Beach Boys to trade, which was a very novel idea for Paradise. "We could all trade you for a show," she burst out. Damien looked up with interest. With a frown, Lima asked, "What do you mean?" "You can practice your cool tricks," she explained brightly, "and then put on a show for us to watch. Anyone who wants to watch has to bring something that you need." For a moment, everyone thought it over. "That's a great idea," Nancy praised. "I'd be willing to bring fresh bread for a good show." "I can help make some dinners," Amy put in. "I'll bring some fruit," Charlie added. "I'll use the shakers to let everyone know when things will start," Georgia offered. "Me too," said Kenzie. With a very thankful expression, Damien said, "That'd be amazing." He looked over at Amy. "Thanks." Amy smiled and nodded. "What do you think, guys?" Damien asked, looking at his friends. "Can we pull off a show in a week?" "Sure," they said, still confounded by the whole idea. "And maybe we can make a place to tie the boats up in the water," Damien offered. "Then everyone can come to the lake and go boating when they want." The other Beach Boys looked at him with astonishment. "That sounds like work," Lima frowned. Uncle Louie was quick to praise the idea. "Excellent suggestion," he said. "If you boys work on that, your time will count for trade in the store, just like when you made the road." "Let's do it, guys," Damien encouraged. "It will clean up the beach and keep things organized." "And it'll be a great place to watch your shows," Georgia raved. Franz and Lima weren't as enthused by the idea. But with Damien's prodding, they finally agreed.